Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, June 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians begin leaving Iraq, fearing the worst. Evangelistic efforts are gearing up for the 2004 Summer Olympics in Greece. And the family is the focus of outreach in India. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Christians are leaving Iraq en masse before the June 30th deadline for transfer of power. Their response follows a lockout on executive council appointments and Islam named as the state religion. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The Americans came in and were welcomed with open arms by the Christians there who anticipated a democratic government. They anticipated that the Christians would have representation in that government. Now so many are leaving. I think that's a pretty clear signal that they're not very confident of how they will be received, how they will be protected.
Nettleton describes the effect on outreach as pronounced.
If you lose a lot of the population of your churches, you're losing some of the people who would be working, would be ministering, would be witnessing to the people around them. If you cut the numbers in half or if you cut the numbers by 25%, that cuts the available people who can be involved in the ministry of that church.
Meanwhile, civil war in Sierra Leone forced many Christians from the country. The 14 years of violence has ruined the economy, health care, and moral climate. With the limited number of Christian organizations helping to rebuild the country, it's opened the doors to Islam. Christian Resources International's Brian Morgan.
The UN deployed 17,500 peacekeepers, mostly from Pakistan, Bangladesh, and India. And while this is a good thing, at the same time, everywhere the UN forces were deployed, mosques were built. The last 2 years, the count is a little over 9,000 mosques.
CRI is countering that by providing resources to the local church. It's a great need.
There are no Christian printing presses in or around Sierra Leone, and so the churches have no printed materials to teach or train with, and the pastors have no curriculum or Bible study aids.
Your support with used books and funding is critical to countering this Islamic influence. You're listening to Mission Network News. Earlier this month, we told you about Food for the Hungry's response to massive flooding in the Dominican Republic. In this update, the assessment team reports the need for cooking utensils for flood victims in Himani and medicines in El Tamarindo rather than relief on the Haitian side of the border. In addition, a doctor returned this week to give more care for the survivors. Food for the Hungry represents the love of Christ by meeting the physical and spiritual needs in times like these. Next, Greece is the smallest country to host the Olympic Games in modern times. The country is in the final stage of preparations for the largest ever Olympiad, with opening ceremonies only 2 months away. Men for Missions' Warren Hardig says they're also wrapping up details on a major project to take place at the Games.
We have a team leaving this Thursday for Athens, Greece. It's a evangelism team, and while it's illegal to proselyte in Greece, we're going over to do what we can.
Hardig says they're part of a consortium looking ahead at the future of ministry once the games are over.
We're working with other ministries in Athens, Greece, before, during, and after the Olympic Games. One of the things that we'll be doing is handing out bottles of water. And on each of the bottles, there's a tract, and they can receive a free Bible. There'll be people there to talk to them about spiritual things.
And during a recent visit, an IN Network team helped with a family life seminar in Allahabad, India. The conference detailed the role of Christian women in the family. It was the first time that such a large gathering of over 100 Protestant and Catholic ladies of various professions could come together for a time of fellowship and interaction at group workshops. A cross-cultural gathering of Indian, Australian, and American women, it's thought to be the largest gathering of Christian women in Allahabad. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.